It may be too late. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. That's what the Justice Department is saying about a possible third-party review of the documents taken from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
In court filings, the Justice Department says appointing a special master, as former President Trump has asked for, may be a moot point. That they went through the documents and are going through some of them with the Director of National Intelligence to see what may amount to a national security risk. However, they say they have found some material that may be protected by attorney-client privilege. Former federal prosecutor and now attorney on Trump's legal team, Jim Trusty, told Fox's Martha McCallum.
We need a judge to monitor our access to these documents. We haven't had a single phone call from the filter team telling us anything. This is the first knowledge we had about their findings on attorney-client privilege.
He says it appears they're ignoring executive privilege and the Presidential Records Act. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden has not been briefed on the contents of the documents. Police in Bend, Oregon say a Safeway employee who served in the Army for two decades attacked a gunman in the store, possibly preventing more casualties. Donald Ray Servant and a customer were killed in the shooting, and two others were hurt. Police say the shooter died of a self-inflicted wound. His body was found by police near an AR-15-style weapon and a shotgun. The next attempt will be Friday for the launch of NASA's unmanned Artemis spacecraft that was supposed to head to the moon today. The launch scrubbed today due to engine trouble.
This is a brand new rocket. It's not going to fly until it's ready.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, the flight will be the first in the attempt to put astronauts back on the moon for the first time since the Apollo program ended nearly 50 years ago. California Governor Gavin Newsom and lawmakers have reached a last-minute deal to extend the lifespan of the state's last operating nuclear plant by up to 5 years. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A 26-year-old member of a Dutch commando unit has died of his injuries after the shooting early Saturday in Indianapolis outside a downtown hotel. The soldier and others from a Dutch military unit were on a training mission in Indiana, not far from the shooting site. Two others who are with him will return to the Netherlands soon, according to that country's defense minister. Inspectors from a United Nations nuclear watchdog group are on their way to a Russian-occupied power plant in Ukraine.
Inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency are headed to the Zaporizhia atomic power plant in southeastern Ukraine. The group has tried for months to get access to the plant, which is Europe's biggest nuclear facility. Russian forces have controlled it since soon after the invasion of Ukraine began. Both Russia and Ukraine have accused each other of strikes at or near the plant in the last several days, as renewed shelling in that area has brought new fears of a massive radiation leak. Inspectors are expected to arrive at the plant later this week. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
New Jersey will soon allow people to add cocktails to their takeout order.
New Jersey's Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control says it's going to allow bars, restaurants, and liquor stores to use third-party delivery services like DoorDash and Instacart to deliver alcohol. Beginning October 1st, they can apply for the third-party delivery permit, which would allow delivery services to enter a formal agreement with liquor-serving establishments to make deliveries on their behalf. The permits will cost $2,000 a year. The driver is also responsible for ensuring that the the person receiving the alcohol is 21 years old. The driver also supposed to refuse a customer who is underage or visibly intoxicated. Deliveries will not be able to be made to college campuses. Gian Gelosi, Fox News.
At the box office this week, and the horror film The Invitation took the top spot, earning $7 million. Brad Pitt's Bullet Train at number two with $5.6 million. And Beast rounded out the top three, earning $4.9 million. I'm Lisa Lissara. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.